In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. As you heard earlier in the show, this is the year that the world has been commemorating the 70th anniversary of World War II. May 8th marked the anniversary of victory in Europe, and today, September 2nd, marks the formal surrender of Japan, which ended the war in the Pacific. World War II was also the last time the U.S. used something called the war bond. These were saving bonds marketed as a way to help pay for the war effort. And they symbolized a kind of national unity that, as Marketplace's Sabri Benashour reports, the U.S. might not see again anytime soon.
Oklahoma City, 1941. Kenneth McGee was 13 years old, and his dad went off to war.
Those were scary days. Those were very, very scary days.
McGee was not content to sit around collecting tinfoil like the other kids, as he puts it.
So I went in and volunteered in a war bond effort, and I actually went door to door selling war bonds.
He was the youngest war bond salesman in Oklahoma, according to papers at the time.
You know, I think a lot of people were buying those not as an investment, but as really a contribution to the war.
All in all, the U.S. raised more than $150 billion from those bonds. Many were never cashed in, and nobody knows how many are still out there. The Treasury claims it's less than $500,000 worth. Others claim the number is in the billions. Some of them are here in New York at the American Museum of Finance.
Look at the color on these, though. See? I would say candy apple red.
Lawrence Schuffman is a financial historian. He's looking at an exhibit on the wall. Schuffman also collects war bonds. He's really crazy about them.
It would be nice today to have celebrities and movie stars getting behind the government, if not for a war effort, to maybe finding some way to save America, save our infrastructure, help our veterans, do something.
There are a couple reasons that might be a tall order today. An infrastructure bond sounds nice, but the money might not actually go to infrastructure. The last time Congress allowed a bond to be actually tied to a specific purpose was in 1911 for the Panama Canal. Even the war bonds went into a general fund. Another issue, at least for a mega bond campaign.
Yes, they used it to raise money for the war, but the major impetus for the war bonds program was anti-inflationary.
James Kimball teaches at Seton Hall University. Inflation was a big risk at the time, and Kimball says the government wanted to reduce people's consumption to fight that inflation. Contrast that to the period after September 11th, when the country's leaders urged Americans to consume more to support the country. In New York, I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.